This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:13, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Got Chris Coleman running master control today. A little intro music for you there, Dr. B. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I like the bumper music.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that from now on. Chris Coleman on top of it. Anyway, Dr. B joins us now. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. He gives us some good medical advice every other Thursday. If you haven't visited your primary care provider this year, don't forget to schedule an appointment. Dr. B is going to talk about that today, about discussing primary care and five tips for making the most of your next visit. And I guess, Doc, before we start, we got to talk about what is a primary care provider.
Yeah, sure. So I love this topic because I am a primary care provider. So a primary care provider, or sometimes we're called PCPs, is really just a doctor who practices general health care. You know, we see a whole myriad of things, really focused on preventative care, you know, giving you recommendations on vaccines and cancer screenings and other health screenings. We can make a lot of healthy living recommendations to you, things like diet and exercise in particular. But then we also treat a lot of acute illnesses, things like sinus infections, the flu, you know, maybe minor injuries. And then really bread and butter is we help manage those long-term health conditions that people have, things like diabetes and heart disease, to try to get you on the right path to health.
Why is it important to have a primary care provider?
Well, it is very, very important, and the reason is through those visits that you have with your PCP, they really get to know you. They get to know about your health conditions and your medical history and your family history, and that really lets them monitor any changes that happen over time and maybe identify things that could be headed off. It's going to give you really more personalized care than if you're getting care from someone that you're seeing for the first time every time, you know, you talk with them. And then your PCP is going to act kind of like the captain of the ship. They're going to help you navigate this extremely complex healthcare system that we have. They can recommend preventative care activities. They can refer you to specialists if you need, you know, specialty care. And then they can communicate with your other doctors to make sure that, you know, if you're seeing a whole bunch of doctors, that everything works together and there's nothing that conflicts there.
Like an air traffic controller almost coordinating everything, huh?
Exactly. And can be pretty stressful like that, too.
How often should you visit your PCP?
Yeah, so this is what a lot of people don't do, but you really, everyone needs to see a PCP at least once a year for a checkup. That's really important. And if you have a chronic medical condition, like I mentioned, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, your PCP is probably going to recommend that you come in additional times. And that's, you know, really important just to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, why is that? Just to make sure that you're following the necessary protocols and so forth?
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you have these long-lasting health conditions, you really do need a personalized plan of care. It's not the same for everybody. It's going to include all those medical services and probably some prescription drugs, a lot of education on healthy living recommendations. Those additional visits that you have with your PCP really helps us to create that plan of care and guide you through it. You can't do everything in just one visit a year. There's usually too much to go over. And so we're going to check how well your treatment plan is working for you, monitor for any new symptoms. We're probably going to order some lab testing and kind of confirm what's working and what's not, and then adjust your medications if we need to.
It seems like it really is important to have one person that's controlling all of, not controlling, but coordinating all of the other doctors to make sure that one doctor is not giving you something that hurts you, given what the other doctor is giving you and all of that. Right, Doc?
Yeah, exactly. That communication piece is often lost when you're seeing multiple providers. And so it's really important to have somebody that's going to synthesize all that information together.
So let's talk about making the most of a primary care appointment. You got some tips for us. What's tip number one?
Yeah, so this is really important. You want to prepare for your visit. When you've got an appointment scheduled and everything, you know, number one is make sure that that provider is in your insurance plan's network. You don't want to get a bill after you go to see the doctor. That's really important. And then if you need any special accommodations, or maybe you're bringing a parent and they need an accommodation like a wheelchair or maybe a translator, you want to make sure the clinic knows that before you get there so that everything's ready to go for your appointment.
And what about the day of your appointment?
Yeah, so when you show up, you want to make sure you bring that insurance card. They're always going to ask you for a photo ID so they can confirm who you are and everything. They're really going to want to see your list of medications, and it needs to have the dosages on there. And, you know, I tell people actually bring all of your medicines with you if you can in a little bag, and make sure you include any over-the-counter items that you're taking, so vitamins or supplements, because we need to look at those and make sure that they don't interact with anything that you're on or anything that we may prescribe to you. So really, if you can, bring them in their original bottles so we can read the labels.
And honesty is important, right? You don't want to exclude anything just because you think the doctor's not going to like it.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to know the truth so that we can create the most accurate health plan.
And that brings to why you need to bring a medication list. Why is that so important?
Yeah, really knowing that full medication routine is going to make it easier for us to figure out if you're having side effects, why you may be having them. You know, do we need to adjust doses? Do we need to stop medications or maybe change some medications? Some medications may work less effectively if they're taken with another type of medication. So we really need to review all of that to head off any potential problems.
Some other things you can do to prepare in advance?
Yeah, you know, before your appointment, you really want to kind of prepare by thinking, what do I want to talk to my doctor about? You know, what has changed in my life, especially if it's been a few months or maybe a year? You know, what has changed since the last time I went to the doctor? Am I having new symptoms? You know, or are there any new goals that I want to do? Like maybe I want to lose a little bit of weight or I want to eat more healthy. And it's good sometimes to just write that information down, bring it to the appointment, and that way you don't forget to talk to your doctor about something really important. And if you're seeing a brand new provider, it's also very important to bring notes about your own medical history and your family's history as well. That's going to be really key to understanding your overall health.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. You want a successful appointment with your primary care provider. And what's that old saying? Success happens when preparation meets opportunity. So you got the opportunity to see the primary care provider. It's up to you to prepare to make sure that you have a successful appointment. We'll pick it up with Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. And when we come back, 820 Traffic Now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, we're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about primary care physicians or providers and how important it is to see them at least once a year and a half. When we're talking about the five tips to get the most out of your visit, first is preparation. What's the second one, Doc?
Yeah, if you can, you really want to try to get to your appointment a little bit early. Most clinics recommend 10 to 15 minutes. And the reason for that is to really maximize your time with the primary care physician to make sure that visit isn't rushed at all. You're going to have to probably fill out paperwork. That's inevitable. And so you want to kind of look to see if your clinic has the option to check in online or complete some of that paperwork in advance, because that'll give you more face-to-face time with your doctor to ask all those questions that you might have, and you don't spend all that time in the waiting room.
And we've briefly addressed number three already, but what is it?
Yeah, so honesty is really important. You're going to get the best care when your PCP knows, you know, everything that's going on with your health. And so don't lie. That's not going to help you in the long run. If you smoke cigarettes, let us know about that. We can probably help to find solutions for you to quit. You know, if you don't really exercise that much, let us know. Maybe we can give you some additional routines. So it's really, it's very important to be honest, like you were saying.
You don't want to lie to your lawyer. You don't want to lie to your doctor. Those are two people you want to be absolutely honest with. And Doc, when it comes to the lying, you know, I remember going to ENT one time and he said, well, you've been digging around in there? No, really? Because I got a lot of wax jammed in your ear, and it was, they, you know, is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, we usually do know when you're lying, and so we may ask some leading questions.
All right, what's your fourth tip?
Yeah, the other thing is, don't be afraid to ask us questions. You know, some people kind of come in for an appointment, they listen, they don't say very much, and we're not entirely sure if everything is being absorbed. We cover a lot of information in these appointments, and they're usually relatively quick, and so you can get confused. We're not going to mind if you ask us to repeat things. You just have to make sure you ask us. We want you to understand.
And you got a final tip for us?
Yeah, the other thing is take notes. You know, like I said, there is a lot of information. There's a lot of, you know, new medications that may have complex instructions, those healthy living recommendations. You can jot all of those down and then actually ask us, because quite often we will print out all of that information for you when you leave the clinic so that you've got it available for you for your next appointment.
So when it comes to the part with the preparation, I want to get back to that real quick for just a minute, because so many times I'll leave a doctor's appointment. It's like, oh, man, I wanted to ask him that, or I wanted to ask her this. That's why it's important to make a list of questions, and you doctors don't mind if patients come in with a list of questions. If anything, I guess it makes it more efficient for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love it when patients come in. You know, sometimes they'll have a really long list, mm-hmm. And so I will tell them, you know, okay, we're going to try to address as many of these as we can, but that may be a reason that you need another appointment mm-hmm. sooner than a year from now, because yeah. if you do have a lot of things going on. But no, I write down all those ideas, because when you get in the room, you know, and we're examining you and asking you a bunch of questions, you may forget what is on your mind, and then you don't address everything, and you really need to.
Valuable information. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tom.
Pet those boxers for me, all right?
I know, absolutely.
Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can visit the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets. It's located between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. You can't miss it. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. They'll walk you through whatever's going on. You can visit the website at peopleshealth.com or call People's Health at 1-800-978-9765. Peopleshealth.com or call 1-800-978-9765. When we come back, we'll talk with David Shanzer, a professor of public policy at Duke University and an expert on terrorism, about on this 24th anniversary of 9/11, how the fight against terrorism has changed. We'll also talk about what's going on with Russia and also with Middle East with Qatar. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.